This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media sound bites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by the ever-changing world of technology? Tech It Out can help make some sense of it all. Breaking down geek speak into street speak, technology columnist, author, and TV personality Mark Saltzman covers consumer technology each week for every listener. Mark tackles the latest news, reviews, to help you understand what's hot, what's not, and why.
Hey everyone, welcome to Tech It Out, episode number 91. We have a stellar show planned for you this hour with several guests. In a moment from now, we'll learn about this new partnership between IKEA and Sonos. Yep, you heard that correctly. The Swedish retail chain that sells ready-to-assemble furniture and Swedish meatballs. And they've got that ball pit for the kids. They've joined forces with the popular smart speaker company Sonos. What are they up to? I'll tell you in about 60 seconds. Also on this show, we'll talk about smart home trends with TP-Link, a networking company that's best known for their routers, but they make many smart home products as well. We'll also learn about new contact lenses that transition from indoor to outdoor lenses, like those eyeglasses that turn into tinted sunglasses when you step outside. The product is called AccuView Oasis with Transition. It's from J&J, Johnson & Johnson. But we're going to have a doctor on the line to teach us about it in a few minutes from now. And finally, we're lining up a chat with Chitra Anand for you towards the end of the show. Chitra is super smart, very inspirational. She's worked at Microsoft for years and now out on her own and has written a book about the power of diversity and curiosity to help businesses succeed in the 21st century. I can't wait to chat with Chitra soon. So all of this and more is coming up on this hour's Tech It Out. All right, let's kick things off. Well, this is exciting. One of the most iconic home decor retail chains in the world is teaming up with one of the coolest audio companies. That's right, IKEA, the Swedish-founded group that designs and sells affordable and ready-to-assemble furniture and home accessories, has announced a partnership with Sonos, the California-based company best known for its great-sounding multi-room smart speakers. Joining us to share the news is Stefan Begic. He is a product developer at IKEA Home Smart, the division of IKEA that creates new technology solutions. And we also have on the line Tad Tulis. He's vice president of design at Sonos. Welcome to the show, gentlemen.
Thank you. Thank you. Happy to be here.
And speaking of technology, we have you live on the streets of Milan at this point in time. Is that right? And you're talking to a laptop. I love it.
That is correct. Sitting on a curb. Modern times.
There you go. Okay, so after announcing this IKEA-Sonos partnership a couple of years ago, you finally announced this week the fruits of your labor. So, Stefan, tell us about it.
Yes, finally, we got to show the world our two products. One is a table lamp speaker with a beautifully designed home furnishing piece that combines beautiful mood light with a speaker hidden magically inside. The other one is a bookshelf that also acts as a speaker. It's very versatile, can be used mounted on the wall, but also freestanding in horizontal and vertical position. It's the speaker that can find its way into more spaces of the home than usual. The table lamp speaker, we have a recommended retail price of €179. And the bookshelf speaker, we will offer for an amazing 99 $99.95 euro.
And that price is the same in the U.S., by the way, $99 for the Wi-Fi bookshelf speaker and $179 for the Wi-Fi table lamp speaker. So this is interesting. Both of these products, the Wi-Fi table lamp speaker and the Wi-Fi bookshelf speaker, are kind of like two-in-one products, right? The lamp is a lamp, and it also is a Wi-Fi-enabled speaker that can play your music. And then the bookshelf, this is a bookshelf that has an integrated speaker, correct?
That's right. Yeah. So we were trying to find ways on how to optimize space and not having the technology stealing from the space in your home. So having a speaker giving back is that it's consuming by being sturdy enough, being flat enough so that you can actually put stuff on top of it and use it as a shelf or use it as a bedside table. We think is a perfect way of bringing technology in your home.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you an interesting story. When we were developing this project, there was a moment in time that really made it click in place for me, and that was when we were presenting it internally at the company, and we had a slide, and the audience in the internal group said, "Where's the product?" And that was kind of the point, right? The we pointed out to them the lamp in the back of the photograph, and that really cemented this idea of how to introduce these objects into a home in a way that's natural and fits into the way you live versus making you fit your life around technology. Mm-hmm. And so we thought that was a really powerful proposition in the marketplace, and that IKEA was really a great partner in which to do this with.
Thanks, Tad. Yeah, that's definitely an interesting twist. Stefan, so I understand that both of these products are under the umbrella term Symfonisk. Is this Swedish for symphony?
Yes, that's right.
So it's spelled Symfonisk, and I probably butchered it. So how do you pronounce it if you go to IKEA this fall and you want to buy these?
I think you were close enough, and we're usually not that picky. I would say Symfonisk in Swedish.
Okay, thank you. All right, Tad, for those music lovers out there, talk to us about the tech behind the scenes, about the speakers themselves. They must live up to the Sonos quality that many would expect.
That's correct. Essentially, the two products of the speaker lamp is built off of a similar architecture as what you see in our Sonos One today. But we've had to make adjustments because one of the challenges of this project is developing a speaker that sits inside of another object, right? The good news is the speakers themselves are super rigid, very stable. There's a lot of forset work inside of the speaker, which gives you a good structural base to start off with. So on the speaker lamp, we've kind of taken the core engine of a Sonos One and adapted it through some software tuning to make it work inside of that particular design, right? And then furthermore, you can use Sonos's TruePlay to adapt that sound even further to your environment in your home. But out of the box, it'll sound great. It'll sound comparable to a Sonos One, but you can optimize it further with TruePlay. With the bookshelf speaker, that's a different architecture, but also delivers really good, rich, room-filling sound. I think the way you can imagine people differentiating between them is really going to be, what is the application I'm looking for? Am I looking to create light in this space, or am I just looking for creating a surface where I can get more value out of saving tabletop space or putting a bedside table next to my bedside with this product? The challenge, I think, for both of them is vibration. And luckily, as I said, they're very structural, but vibration is still a challenge. If you're going to put objects on a surface, like a bedside table, it's going to vibrate. So we had to do quite a bit of work to isolate some of the vibration. And when it came to the table lamp, what we had to do there was we're really trying to take the place of both a speaker and a lamp and put that in one thing. The vibration there is solved by really robust feet underneath the product that will suck up the vibration without rattling the table.
And as with traditional Sonos speakers, I'm assuming that this works with the Sonos app and you can play music from the likes of Spotify and Apple Music and Pandora. Is that right?
That's absolutely true. I'll also add that both products are tunable with TruePlay. Both of the products can be paired, as you said, with existing Sonos or grouped with existing Sonos. They can be paired with each other to create stereo pair, but they can also be grouped with the rest of the Sonos line. And with software updates we give from our core products, these products too will be updated.
Okay. I'm happy to hear that you can connect to other Sonos speakers that you may already have in your home. That is one of the hallmarks of your brand. But I am a little surprised that these new speakers don't have a microphone like the Sonos Beam or the Sonos One has. So you can't activate a personal assistant or call out a song verbally. Is that right? Is there a reason why you decided not to put a microphone in?
The main reason is that we, for this first line of products, we wanted to focus on the fundamentals, which is delivering good sound at a very affordable price. I think the fact that we still support voice control through other Sonos products that are grouped in the same. I mean, we can ask the Sonos Beam or the Sonos One to play on our table lamp speaker or another separate voice assistant.
We're chatting with Stefan Begic. He is a product developer at IKEA HomeSmart, the division of IKEA that creates new tech solutions for the home. We also have Tad Tulis on the line. He's vice president of design at Sonos, both of whom are in Milan on a city street, chatting with us now to teach us about this new Wi-Fi table lamp speaker and Wi-Fi bookshelf speaker. Before we wrap up, Stefan, is the table lamp speaker a smart lamp as well?
The table lamp is constructed in a way that you can assemble, you can mount any type of standard E14 light source to it. So the shade is removable and you pick which light bulb to assemble. And by just putting in a smart bulb, you're making your lighting smart as well, such as like Trophy smart bulb.
Okay, so the Wi-Fi that's in this product is just for the audio, not for connecting a regular bulb to an existing system.
That's right. Yes. So the switch, the control on the speaker for the light is just on off, power on off for the lighting part.
Okay.
And then you choose to mount the small bulb if you wish to.
You both did a great job explaining what these products look like, and since this is radio, I wanted you to do just that. But is there any color choices that the consumer has?
Yes, both of these products are offered in black and white version.
Okay, got it. And then finally, when will they be available, and where could we learn more about these two Symfonisk products?
They will both be available from 1st of August in all IKEA stores in North America and Europe. And, of course, on IKEA Online. And you can learn more about them on IKEA.com.
Okay. Stefan and Tad, thank you very much for your time, gentlemen. And congratulations. It's an exciting partnership, no doubt, with, I'm sure, other products in the works as well. Thank you.
Thank you very
much. Thank you so much.
Before we continue on with this show, Tech It Out is powered by ASUS. Thank you for your support. ASUS creates technology for today and tomorrow's smart life, including its line of award-winning laptops, desktops, monitors, smartphones, tablets, smartwatches, and much more. For those in search of incredible, visit asus.com/us/radio for more info. That's asus.com/us/radio. I can't wait to visit with them in New York on Tuesday to see their line of gaming gear under the banner of Republic of Gamers, or ROG for short. That's ASUS's popular gaming line. All right, we'll be right back with more Tech It Out when we catch up with TP-Link to talk about smart home tech. Stay with us.
Listen to Tech It Out whenever you want. Find the Tech It Out podcast at iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the market for an innovative laptop, the ASUS ZenBook 14 Model UX433 is an elegant laptop featuring a stunning nano-edge display with a 92% screen-to-body ratio. With its ErgoLift design, the back of the keyboard is slightly lifted for greater comfort and efficient cooling. Other features include a number pad, fast Intel Core i7 processor. Powered by Windows 10 Home, you can sign in fast, secure, and password-free with Windows Hello and the ZenBook's HD camera. Tech It Out is brought to you by ASUS.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. Right now, get your first month's supply for free. All you pay is just $5 for your medical consultation when you go to forhims.com/play. After that, it's just $30 for a month's supply. Sure beats paying big bucks for just one blue pill, doesn't it? Plus, you won't need an awkward in-person doctor's appointment to get the prescription. Hims has doctors online who can prescribe the medication, and a pharmacy sends it right to your door. It's affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To get your first order for just $5, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/play. That's forhims.com/play for your first month for just $5. forhims.com/play.
See website for full details. Not all services through the Hims platform are available in all 50 states.
The big news from Subaru is the all-new 3-row Ascent. It's the biggest SUV from Subaru ever. There's room for 7 or 8 passengers with a choice of second-row captain's chairs or bench seating. It'll tow up to 5,000 pounds. It has the interior space you need for your whole crew. And it gets you where you want to go with the safety of a Subaru, including standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. the all-new three-row Subaru Ascent. Love is now bigger than ever. Maximum towing capacity varies by trim level, and trailer brakes may be required. See your retailer for details.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media sound bites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is the place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Welcome back to Tech It Out. Any guess what's the fastest growing tech category these days? It is smart home tech. With triple digit growth year over year, people love decking out their homes to add convenience, security, and perhaps save money at the same time. With devices like Wi-Fi thermostats, smart cameras, video doorbells, and so on. And what's the invisible glue that holds it all together? Wi-Fi. Joining us from TP-Link is a regular guest on this program, Queenie C. She's the marketing manager at TP-Link. Welcome back to the show, Queenie.
Thanks for having me again. Always love to be here.
Likewise. Thank you. So I understand TP-Link won an award tied to one of its mesh systems. Congrats. But before we talk about that particular product, please remind us what a mesh Wi-Fi system is exactly.
Well, mesh is actually, we call it a system because it usually comes with multiple units. And what it does is it blankets your entire home in Wi-Fi, reaching areas where a traditional router may not reach, and it creates a single network so that wherever you are in your home, you are always, you always have the strongest connection to the closest unit.
Right. Okay. So back in the day, we would buy or rent from our internet service provider a router, which is just one box that distributes that high-speed signal. But you had to be somewhat close to that router in order to get the strongest signal. But now with 4K TVs, streaming Netflix, and high-speed gaming and all that all around a home, especially larger homes, you're going to need something to connect better to that one device. So a mesh system, as you mentioned, it's small little devices or boxes that you can place around your home, access points that all have a wireless handshake, if you will. That way, you are always getting the best signal possible instead of having to be right by the router. That's the idea behind mesh, right?
Yes, yes. And it's really catering to customers also who's always on their mobile. So they're streaming on their mobile or tablet and they're walking around their home. That's why connection is really necessary and strong connection is necessary in every part of your home.
Yeah, great point. All right. So what was the award that TP-Link won? And tell us about the Deco M9 Plus IoT Mesh System.
When we talk about Internet of Things, we talk really about, you know, controlling everything very simply in the palm of your hands. And why our system stands out from what's in the market, we call it the smart home mesh system, because it includes an integrated hub that can work on other technology outside of Wi-Fi so that you can manage your whole home on the palm of your hands with, you know, controlling lights and smart light switches.
Okay, so it's not just Wi-Fi based, which most mesh systems work on, but it also uses Bluetooth and other technologies. So it's other wireless tech, so it just lets you do more with all these smaller devices that we may have in and around our home.
Exactly, and then it eliminates the hubs that is required to connect to your router in the past, where you can actually remove it and just control it off of our M9 Plus mesh system.
All right, so you're saying then that it doesn't require all those little access points, these boxes that you would place elsewhere in your home. This one particular unit doesn't require that. So then how, if you're on, like if you're really far away from the router with a video game console that needs to be on the internet, how would that be different than another mesh system?
So I'll give you the best example is this. So the Deco M9 Plus is really made for smart home. So if you go out and you buy a different brand of smart light bulbs, that may require a hub because they're not connected through Wi-Fi. So you might need a little box that connects light bulbs to your router. Our IoT M9 Plus, Deco M9 Plus, eliminates that hub so that you won't have all those little additional boxes and it can control your entire smart home on one application.
All right, so it's still a mesh system where you get smaller boxes that you can place around your home to amplify the Wi-Fi in that particular room. But you're saying what's unique about this Deco M9 Plus is that it has Bluetooth and other technologies in there so that you don't need another box, which is often required. Like, for example, Philips Hue has these smart lights, but it comes with where you have to buy a bridge or a hub that plugs into your router. So this means you don't need that then with your system.
Correct. That's right. It makes your life so much easier and simplified.
Oh, cool. And what was the award that you won? I understand it was from this Reseller's Choice Awards.
Correct. We were selected by Reseller that we offer the best consumer and home router manufacturer. And we were very honored to really receive this award because we've been, you know, working to develop products that are consumer friendly. And to hear that back from a reseller really makes us feel like we are doing our best job.
Awesome. And just for our listeners, Queenie, a reseller is the sort of the middleman in between a manufacturer like yourself and the retailers, right? Like a Best Buy or such, right? We're chatting with Queenie C. She's the marketing manager at TP-Link. We're talking about the smart home trend and the mesh systems that connect it all together wirelessly. All right. So if our listeners were interested in this Deco M9 Plus IoT mesh system, it's available online. Is it like Amazon or Best Buy?
Yes, that is correct. You can purchase it online at Amazon and Best Buy. And also you can find out more information at www.tplink.com.
Okay, tplink.com. And before we wrap up, Queenie, let's talk about some other cool products that TP-Link has in store for 2019, other smart home related solutions.
Yeah, we do have a really nice product coming out, which is also a mesh product, which is called the Deco M4. It's a lower speed, but the only reason is because it doesn't have the IoT hub. It's really catered to consumers who might not have the need for, you know, or for the need of a smart home or antivirus. So it has all the latest and greatest features in Wi-Fi technology and also providing the mesh coverage in your home.
Okay, cool. And you also have this like light switch, right? Like a Wi-Fi enabled light switch?
Yes, we do offer three models of the dimmer, the non-dimmer, and the three-way switch. And what you can do is you can control your lights in your home right from your palm. You don't have to be at home. You can do it remotely. You can set schedules.
All right, Queenie. So again, the website, tplink.com. That's T-P like Peter, L-I-N-K.com to learn more. I appreciate your time. Thank you, Queenie. Have a great spring.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
We'll be right back with more Tech It Out. Don't touch that dial.
Want to follow Mark? Google him. Mark with a C and Saltzman with a Z.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak. This is Tech It Out. Tech It Out with technology columnist, author, and TV personality, Mark Saltzman.
Welcome back to the program. Named one of Time's best inventions of 2018, AccuView Oasis with Transitions are contact lenses with some serious tech to them. As the name suggests, they're transitional contact lenses that can seamlessly adapt to changing light conditions around you. Joining us on the line to talk to us about AccuView Oasis with Transitions Light Intelligent Technology, we're joined by Dr. Zora Fadley. She's the global platform lead at Johnson & Johnson Vision. Welcome to the show, Dr. Fadley.
Hey, good afternoon. Thank you for having me here. Very excited to talk to you about this novel breakthrough technology.
Yeah, so let's do just that. So my son has transitional prescription glasses that become sunglasses when he goes outside. But please talk to us about AccuView Oasis with Transitions. These are contact lenses.
So, yeah, I'm glad that you brought the example of transition glasses. So those are, it is the same technology, photochromic technology. It's in a contact lens. And it's born from a very known and deep unmet need, which is the changing, challenging, and bothersome light. But if you go back to the current transition glasses, so We built this technology in collaboration with Transition. So it's photochromic molecules homogeneously and uniformly distributed in a contact lens to provide all-day soothing vision, indoor and outdoor.
Okay. So I don't wear contact lenses. So I'm curious to know what the problem is now with existing contact lenses when you go inside or outside or there's changing light conditions around you. What's the problem with that?
Yeah. It's not a problem with contact lenses. It's a problem with the visual experience as a whole. So it really doesn't matter if it's glasses or contact lenses.
Mm-hmm.
Reality is, when you think about our visual experience, we are constantly challenged by light. When you go outdoor, you have bright sunlight, but you also have artificial light. You have, so this is what we call light pollution. Light is everywhere. Light is constantly changing. Light can be bothersome. It doesn't really need to be intense to be bothersome. Think about your digital devices use, think about the flickering light you have indoor, office lighting, it's everywhere and it's constantly changing.
Mm-hmm.
So whether you are wearing glasses or contact lenses, you have a significant unmet need, which is really improving and enhancing your visual experience. We know today that the technology exists in transition glasses, but we also know that people who wear contact lenses, they also have a pair of glasses. So we want to make sure that whether you are a contact lens wearer or you are a glass wearer or a spectacle wearer, you have the opportunity to experience the visual enhancement, and it doesn't matter what tool or what vision correction you are using.
Mm-hmm. Now, with my son's prescription glasses that are transitional, they turn dark, of course, when you go outside, like sunglasses would look.
Mm-hmm.
So how do these AccuView Oasis with transitions look on the eye? Do they change the appearance when they're activated?
They do. So, but let me just share with you the story of the development of this product in,
sure,
at a very, very high level.
Please.
So the technology was developed in collaboration with Transition. So we leveraged their knowledge and their expertise in photochromic technology. But we also spent many years, 10 plus years, to optimize the technology in a way that it has very, very minimum impact on the iris color. Actually, when we developed the technology with every single clinical study we have done, testing the lenses on eye, we actually looked at every shade of iris color. And the intent was we want to make sure that people, contact lens wearers, can benefit from the technology, but we didn't want to come with a problem, which is changing the iris color. So the technology was optimized to enable enhancement of the visual experience while minimizing the cosmetic challenge on eye. So yes, it does, but it's going to be very minimum. And the benefit, the visual benefit from those contact lenses is going to be so big that we hope that the minimum visual change in the iris color is going to be negligent.
All right. So they don't go super dark like transitional eyeglasses do.
They don't go super dark like transition.
Got it. Okay, interesting.
And they don't go super dark like transition glasses because they are in your eye. They are at the ocular temperature. And actually, the ocular temperature or the body temperature has significant impact on how the lenses look on eye. They don't get that dark. And they activate and fade back actually very quickly because of the fact that they are leveraging your body temperature.
We're chatting with Dr. Zora Fadley. She's the global platform lead at Johnson & Johnson Vision, the folks behind the new AccuView Oasis with transitions. So these are contact lenses that will transition between indoor and outdoor, and also the differences in light inside.
So the lens is constantly changing. This is really the beauty of the technology. The lens is constantly changing, whether you are indoor and outdoor, and depending on the level of light, the lens basically activates with UV and high energy visible. If you have a source of high energy visible, you don't have UV indoor, but if you have a source of high energy visible, the lenses are going to minimally activate. But the beauty, again, of this technology is the lens doesn't need to be activated to work. Actually, the lens itself, without any source of light, the lens blocks up to 15% of high energy visible blue light and visible light. That's indoor, without any source of light. And then outdoor, it blocks up to 70%. So the point here is the lens doesn't need to be activated to work. It's constantly working. It's always on, whether you are indoor or outdoor.
Does this work in cars as well, like behind a windshield? Because I know that with my son's transitional glasses, they don't work once you're inside of a vehicle.
So, yeah, so there are two things. The lenses work, as I said, the lenses are always on. Even in a non-activated clear state, they block up to 15% of high-energy visible blue and visible light. So if you are in a car driving during the day, your windshield actually are 100% UV blocking, right? But what activated the lens is also the high-energy visible. And those windshields might or might not, depending on the nature of the windshield, block that high-energy visible. So you might actually have some activation of the lenses in the car. But again, even if the car was completely actually blocking the UV and the HEV, your lenses are always on. They are always working. They don't need an extra activation in the car to be working and to provide you the visual benefit.
To learn more about AccuView, including pricing and availability, you can just go to AccuView.com. That's AccuView.com. Dr. Zora Fadley, thank you so much for your time. Very interesting technology. I appreciate it. Thank you.
It was my pleasure to talk to you. Thank you.
We'll be right back with more Tech It Out.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak. Tech It Out, hosted by Mark Saltzman.
Gamers, listen up. If you want a laptop with no trade-offs, one that's packed with power yet still portable, check out the ROG Zephyrus SGX701 from Asus. Up your game with this 17-inch laptop squeezed into a 15-inch body. Under the hood, it has the latest NVIDIA GeForce RTX 2080, 8th-gen Intel Core i7, SSD storage up to a terabyte, and runs Windows 10 Pro. Learn more at Asus.com. Tech It Out is powered by Asus for those in search of incredible.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
Your promotion to CIO, Chief Ink Officer.
Because this week at Staples, when you buy one HP ink cartridge, you'll get a second 30% off.
With savings that big, you'll be the director of deals, the president of printing, the commander ink chief.
Buy one HP ink and get a second 30% off right now at Staples,
where there's a whole lot in store.
And Ends 4/13/19, restrictions may apply. See store associate or staples.com/ink savings for details.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When picking a phone number for business, what sounds more professional? Your personal number?
Hold on, let me give you my cell. And actually, let me get yours too, just so I don't ignore your call, you know?
Or a dedicated business number, courtesy of Grasshopper.
It was a pleasure meeting you. Our number is 1-833-IT-TROOP. Give us a call anytime.
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Kerry Hall.
Does exercise really help keep you young as you get older? I'll be back to tell you more.
A sedentary lifestyle isn't good for anyone, but particularly should be avoided as we age. Although some age-related muscle loss may be inevitable, much of the decline in muscle tissue is blamed on aging that is really due to inactivity. So if you're a couch potato, here's what happens. Muscle mass diminishes, the metabolism can change drastically, causing obesity, impaired glucose tolerance, changes in the body's ability to regulate temperature, and weakened bones, thereby increasing risk from falls and injury. How many older folks do you know that have fallen and injured themselves? Well, all that can be avoided if you simply exercise. Exercise can make a huge difference. The person who stays physically fit will not only look good and feel good, their skin, tissue, organs, and bones will all have the components of youth. So yes, you can reverse the aging process, or at least slow it down, through exercise.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.5%, APR 4.78%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2% fee, receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Well, Welcome back to Tech It Out. We're going to chat with Chitra Anand in a moment about her new book for businesses. But first, a thank you to Asus, creating technology for today and tomorrow's smart life. Visit asus.com/US/radio for more info on their awesome laptops and many other products. That's asus.com/US/radio. If you run a business, big or small, or maybe somewhere in between, you know one of the biggest challenges is attracting and retaining talent, while simultaneously trying to focus on revenue and growth. Well, in her first book, The Greenhouse Approach, which is published by Dundurn, author Chitra Anand argues that companies of all sizes must, in order to move forward, look inward. Chitra is an award-winning communications and marketing executive with north of 20 years of experience in the tech industry, and she's here to make the case for what she calls entrepreneurship. Welcome to the show, Chitra.
Well, thanks for having me, Mark. It's a pleasure to be here.
So let's just dive right in. Please talk to us about the premise of entrepreneurship.
Sure. So I've grown up in mostly very large, complex organizations. So the three companies that I've worked at are OpenText. I spent 10 years at TELUS and then 5 years at Microsoft. And I always sort of operated like an entrepreneur inside these large organizations. And as you can appreciate, you know, mobilizing and really bringing ideas from ideation to execution have always been a challenge for various reasons, whether it's, you know, processes, governance, just the very, very nature of how these organizations are built. You know, they're very large, complex, lethargic, but they needed that in order to scale. And it presents a bit of a conundrum. But I've always operated sort of in this very, in a very, very agile way within these organizations. And so I came across this notion and idea when I, through research around entrepreneurship. And I sort of asked myself, what if organizations could behave and operate and reimagine themselves in a more entrepreneurial way that's deliberate, so they can, you know, scale and sort of compete with all of the compounding impacts that are hitting this whole industry today, mm-hmm. with globalization and the whole startup industry. So entrepreneurship really is, Mark, the idea of operating like an entrepreneur inside an organization in a very deliberate way.
So how do you explore this in your new nearly 200-page book, The Greenhouse Approach? How do you flesh out this concept or this strategy?
The book is sort of written in three parts. As I sort of did my research and sort of reflected on what are the opportunities and challenges in these big companies, it's really around three parts. And the first one really is around a shift and reimagining how organizations are structured. So there's kind of three or four big, bold ideas, if you will, in the first part of the book, and it's really around, you know, if you have all of these ingredients within an organization, can it flourish like a greenhouse with the right guiding principles, with the right mindset, with the right talent, with the right leadership sort of guiding in this North Star? So one example in terms of an idea is around decision making. So, you know, you go into these big organizations and you're in a boardroom and you're around this table, and, you know, people sort of make decisions based on assumptions. Well, assumptions are sort of preconceived ideas, and preconceived ideas, you know, may or may not be correct, but we think as human beings that these assumptions are correct, and we're being much more efficient when we're making assumptions. But then if you look at some of the greatest thinkers of our time, for example, Elon Musk, he applies this whole idea of first principles thinking. And the idea of first principles thinking is really going back to the raw data and facts in order to make ideas come to life. So, you know, when people said to him and he wanted to make this mass market electric car, people thought that he was crazy because being able, you know, they thought it would be too expensive and just not, he wasn't able to achieve that. But, you know, just simply by going back and sort of peeling back the layers and going back to the facts, he was able to do that. And so, you know, one of the big ideas is really around applying those principles and making decisions as we move forward.
Tell us some of the esteemed people that you did interview for your book, and did they all agree with this premise of entrepreneurship?
So I had wonderful interviews, and I'm so grateful for having these people contribute to my book. So Mr. Steve Forbes, who's the CEO and founder of Forbes Media, he contributed. I had an hour and a half chat with him. time. We really talked about the role. I mean, each person sort of represented a big, bold idea, if you will, but they all intersected in various ways. And I deliberately sought these people out because they have trailblazed in their respective industries. And he's built this media company, which is, you know, multi-layered and multi-integrated in different elements. So we really talked about the role of curiosity. You know, Bill Gates has talked about as, you know, curiosity as being one of the top skills that he hires for and one of the most coveted skills, if you will. But, you know, the very nature of being curious inside these large organizations is that you're constantly challenging and questioning the why. And that sort of presents a bit of a conflict and challenge within the structures and the social constructs of these organizations. Mm-hmm. So we sort of dissected that idea. I had a wonderful sit down with John Ruffalo, who was the previous CEO and founder of Omer's Ventures. And his very nature of his role is to fund the next disruptive unicorn startup. So he has, you know, backed Hootsuite and the Shopify's and the Wattpads of the world. And we really talked about the idea of why we believe that minority rules.
When we return on Tech It Out, I'm going to ask you, Chitra, to elaborate on that minority rules and why diversity is important, and more so than ever before. Are you talking about culture or skin color, or are you referring to breaking the mold and not being a yes man and going against the grain? If it is on diversity, it's not just for optics. You know, we see on social media companies being called out for being too white, but there's a bigger problem with that. So we'll continue to explore that with Chitra Anand when we return. She is the author of The Greenhouse Approach. We'll be right back with more Tech It Out.
Follow Mark Saltzman on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. Listen to Tech It Out.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
We're continuing our chat with Chitra Anand, author of the new book, The Greenhouse Approach, Cultivating Entrepreneurship in Companies and Organizations. Now, before the break, Chitra, you made the case of minority rules. Please explain.
It's so interesting because we are so stuck on majority rules when we're trying to push projects or decisions forward, but there is such a magic in the minority, and we're so sort of conditioned to not embrace conflict. But, you know, you and I both know, Mark, that in order to be truly innovative innovative and disruptive, you need to have that friction. You need to have the debate, because it is within the debate that the magic happens. And that's where that, you know, the whole idea of diversity of thought comes into play. And, you know, you're going to have a different perspective and I'm going to have a different perspective, but the magic lies in the conflict. And that's where innovation lies. But we're so afraid to actually conflict and debate and sort of duke things out, if you will, as it relates to a project or an idea.
The magic is in the minority. I love it. We're chatting with Chitra Anand. She's the author of The Greenhouse Approach, where she argues that for corporations to succeed, they need to foster the creativity of their staff and provide an environment that promotes constant innovation. Now, Chitra, not that there's only one approach, of course, to corporate growth and success and innovation, but some may say, well, what's wrong with the old way, the tried and true way of running a business? Why do we need diversity? Why do we need to look for curiosity when for, you know, 100 plus years, everything's been working great?
And I think that that's actually the problem, is that, you know, we are, you know, I talk a lot about the theory of adaptation and I talk about the theory of evolution. And so what's interesting is if you look at these big conglomerates, they are struggling. And we've seen this time and time again, right, with the rise and fall of Sears, Abercrombie and Finch. I talk about that. You know, retailers are being disrupted by the fast fashion industry, like with Zara, who are first to market, who can just get things out faster and are better in tune with the market and the trends and with their consumer base. And they're all doing it through great use of technology and a really, really deep understanding of some of the cultural sort of forces that are shaping our society forward. And how do they do that? They're just better in tune. So in order for these large companies to really compete and sustain themselves, they do have to, in fact, reimagine themselves. And we are constantly seeing the struggle of innovation. And I have this love-hate relationship with the word, because it's overused and misunderstood. And it's simply about, you know, reimagining how you do things in different ways, whether it's new products to market, whether it's talent acquisition, whether it's a billing system to better connect with your customers, whatever that is. So that's where the problem truly lies. And you're seeing all of these amazing ideas that are, you know, hitting the market through the tech, you know, sort of incubators and startups that are really displacing, you know, the big banks with the whole fintech movement. Right. And it's really about reimagining, you know, what are we and how do we better sort of position ourselves and adapt in order to sustain ourselves with the evolving world. So, you know, if we were able to do, it's a history lesson, if you will, you know, and so being able to apply the same principles in business.
You know, and I think your former employer, Microsoft, has done a great job at reinventing itself into more of a services company and moving away from traditional software, and also how they've embraced hardware in an interesting way through the Surface brand. And I think they've done a really great job over the last couple of years.
So, you know, when I was hired to go over to Microsoft, it was exactly for that, to solve that problem. It was really about the transformation from software, because they knew that they had to, because it was really around this iconic organization wanted to create more meaning and a different sort of narrative that can connect with the world and what was going around them. So it was this whole shift from software to devices and services to what we say today is mobile and cloud. And it's really around, you know, reimagining how technology is going to sort of solve some of the big social, political, economic problems of our time. And why do people care? And it's really about creating that that stickiness with the world at large.
And here you are now as author of The Greenhouse Approach. You're out on your own. And congratulations. Where can we learn more about the book and pick it up?
Certainly. So the book is available on Amazon. I can be found on Twitter, on LinkedIn. Please pick up a copy, and I'd love to hear anybody's feedback on it.
All right. The Greenhouse Approach, published by Dundurn, author Chitra Anand. Thank you so much for your time, Chitra. Congrats.
Thank you so much.
Well, I hope you enjoyed today's Tech It Out. We first talked about IKEA and Sonos, and we spoke with both of those companies about this new partnership. Then we changed gears and spoke with TP-Link about smart home tech, talked about AccuView oasis with Transitions, new contact lenses that are transitional, like those eyeglasses, and then finally Chitra Anand on her new book, The Greenhouse Approach. Awesome. Tech It Out is brought to you by ASUS, creating technology for today and tomorrow's smart life. ASUS, for those in search of incredible. Visit asus.com/US/radio for more info. That's asus.com/US/radio. Have a great rest of your weekend, everyone. Chat with you next time on Tech It Out. Bye-bye for now.
Join Erin Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un says he is open to a third summit with President Trump, but wants assurances from the U.S.
The North state-run media reports Kim wants the year's end as a deadline for Washington to offer mutually acceptable terms for an agreement to salvage the high-stakes nuclear diplomacy. Kim made the third summit comments as North Korea's rubber-stamp parliament made a slew of personal changes to bolster Kim's diplomatic lineup amid stalemated negotiations with the U.S. Kim's speech comes hours after Donald Trump and visiting South Korean President Moon Jae-in met in Washington and agreed on the importance of nuclear talks with North Korea. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Ending another European standoff over immigration, Malta today announced a deal to distribute 64 migrants rescued at sea off Libya 10 days ago among four European nations, Germany, France, Portugal, and Luxembourg. The 64 were originally rescued off the Libyan coast, so Italy and Malta claim that Libya should have taken them in. However, parts of Libya have been seen escalating fighting in the last week as one military faction is seeking to take over the capital of Tripoli. A 5-year-old boy who was thrown from a third-floor balcony at the Mall of America near Minneapolis yesterday remains hospitalized with serious injuries. Bloomington Police Chief Jeffrey Potts says they were able to arrest a 24-year-old man a short time later.
Our investigative work and witnesses that we've spoken to, we feel confident saying that the suspect threw the child off of the third floor. But as to why he did that is still something we're looking into and trying to figure out.
Potts said he couldn't give an update on the boy's status except to say that he's being cared for at the hospital and that his parents are with him. Hospital officials aren't responding for update requests either. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Relief Factor is made from high-quality fish oil and essential nutrients. Gives your body the help it needs to aid fighting recurring aches and pains. When life's aches and pains get you down, you need relief. Physicians made Relief Factor as an essential way to support the body's fight against aches and pains. It's a remarkable product. It has worked. I only endorse it because it helped my wife with her knee pain. I didn't even know she was taking it. Then when it was mentioned, she said, oh yeah, this stuff is like magic. Look, there are people who've told me they've postponed or delayed or simply negated surgery because of Relief Factor. That's how powerful it is. Go to www.relieffactor.com, that's relieffactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, that's 800-500-8384. This remarkable product is called Relief Factor, relieffactor.com.
Melon products sold in 16 states after being recalled after a salmonella outbreak.
The FDA says the recall includes cut watermelon, honeydew, and cantaloupe produced by Kaido Foods. The fruit is sold under various brands or labels at Kroger, Walmart, Trader Joe's, Target, and Whole Foods. Officials say consumers need to check packaging to determine if the melon was distributed by Kaido, and they're advising stores to pull the products. Authorities say at least 93 people were sickened, 23 of them hospitalized. Symptoms include diarrhea, fever, and abdominal cramps. I'm Julie Walker.
On this date in 1943, President Franklin Delano Roosevelt dedicated the Jefferson Memorial in Washington, D.C. on the 200th anniversary of the third American president's birth. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A Northern California man's been sentenced to 90 days in jail after pleading guilty to killing more than 150 protected birds and other wildlife.
State prosecutors said Friday that 68-year-old Richard Parker also agreed to pay $75,000 in fines after pleading guilty to crimes related to poaching. Wildlife officers began investigating Parker last March after receiving a tip by someone who saw a man kill a hawk near the town of Standish, 135 miles northeast of Sacramento. When they searched Parker's property, officers found 159 dead animals, most of them red-tailed hawks, but also two bobcats and a mountain lion. Patrick Foss reporting.
Mazda recalling nearly 190,000 Mazda 3 compact cars between the years of 2016-2018 because windshield wipers can fail. Dealers will replace the front wiper control module at no cost beginning June 3rd. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media sound bites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Let me tell you how it will be.
Hey, welcome everyone. This is the latest edition of Popular Technology Radio. So glad to have you with me today. Hopefully your day is going swimmingly as we slowly make our way into summer. And joining us today is my good friend, as he was last week. He's still my good friend. He is Jeffrey Morrison. Of course, he is the editor-at-large of The Wirecutter. He is also a freelance writer and photographer for CNET and The New York Times. He is no longer in the Caribbean. Jeff, you are just like the regular rank-and-file human today. You are home, yes?
I am home.
How boring. How utterly, utterly boring. Poor you.
But in 6 weeks, I'll be gone again, so.
Oh, stop with it. Whatever. Whatever. So do you have your party hat on today, Jeff? Because it's the 9th anniversary of the release of the iPad. You not being an Apple guy, I'm going to guess you do not have your party hat on.
Well, I decided and I put an iPad on my head. Does that count?
It does. Yes, it does. It's hard to believe it was 9 years ago that the first iPad
it does. And I'll say, I mean, I'm not an Apple fan, and I own one Apple product, and that's an iPod. But the iPad is a fantastic product. It always has been. That is a solid piece of kit.
It is. And others, before and after, others have come and done tablets. Why do you think the Apple iPad was so solid upon its release?
300,000 in that first day, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of it has to do with what Apple does best, which is it just works. You take it out, it works. It does all of the things that you would want it to do. It has all the content there, and it's just something that Android tablets just have not been able to match, just kind of by the very nature of Android, which, and I say that as someone who owns and loves an Android phone. So, yeah, it's I can give it to my parents or someone who's not that technical, and they can figure it out immediately. It's just that's what Apple's great at.
But it's always stumped me. Obviously, I haven't seen the latest market share numbers, but Android in the U.S. is more popular than the iPhone. I'm going to say mostly for cost reasons. But why haven't they been able to duplicate that in tablet land?
I think it has something to do with Apple's kind of singular focus and singular like ecosystem. Like everything has to work, and they can make it that way. Whereas Android, because it's so many different companies, it has more of a free form kind of, well, this company is going to do it slightly in this way, and this company is going to do it slightly in this way. And it just makes it a little less cohesive of an experience, I guess.
I would concur with that, but it just seems like we would see the same marketplace observations with tablets and with phones. It doesn't seem that much different to me, yet in terms of tablets, it is still overwhelmingly iPads.
It's interesting to completely derail the argument. I have no interest in spending that kind of money on a device that's not actually a computer. And I just recently purchased a Microsoft Surface Go, mm-hmm. which is a tiny little computer. And it is an actual computer. Now, you can take the keyboard off and it feels like a tablet. It's that size. It's a 10-inch screen. But it actually runs Windows. And I think, I don't know. That's why I get kind of confused with this stuff, because I look at it as like, okay, yes, that size is fantastic, but it doesn't really do everything that I would want it to do as a computing device. Whereas like the Surface Go, and there's a number of other ones that my colleagues have jokingly called crap tops, where they're very inexpensive actual Windows computers, but they're just very small, very inexpensive, super long battery life. So I get the idea of having something small and with a big screen that works, but then you're spending multiple hundreds of dollars on something that doesn't actually function fully as a computer is a little weird to me. But as I said, derail the argument, derail the conversation. Well, Let's talk about this instead.
But interestingly enough, you know, Windows couldn't make it happen in the phone land, and yet they have kind of found a place in tablets. So, you know, they are two distinct markets, but you would think, or at least I would think, you would kind of see the same things in each. They're not that different of markets, but
and yet somehow they are. I totally agree. And you're right. It took Microsoft a while to figure out phones aspect didn't work. But then they figured out the Surface. They're like, that has turned to be very popular for them and gets very good reviews, including for me. I love this thing. It's a tablet size, but it's what I would call an actual computer because it runs a full version of Windows. So, yeah, it's kind of a weird, like, middle ground between an actual tablet and an actual computer.
Yeah, and in fact, no pun intended, we really aren't talking apples to apples. It is a different thing than a tablet is.
True, although if you handed it to most people who aren't tech-oriented, they would probably think it's the same thing. They'd just like, oh, it's a tablet with a keyboard. I'm like,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it sort of is, sort of
it
is.
It sort of is, but it isn't. Yeah.
Well, it was interesting to go back, because I remember very clearly when the iPad was released, it was hardly a secret. Lots of tech folks were saying, you know, this is likely coming. It's likely going to be like this. But when they announced it, 300,000 were sold on the first day. Because I think it was April 3rd. So we're actually slightly later than the true anniversary date. But a month later, it sold 1 million. And that was just half the time it took Apple to sell the same number of original iPhones. They reached 3 million sales after 80 days. And on the financial call in October of 2010, Steve Jobs announced that Apple had sold more iPads than Macs for the fiscal quarter. Mm. Sold more than 15 million of that first generation iPad up until the launch of iPad 2. So, my goodness, it opened up the floodgates, and here
you
we
know,
are.
That Apple, they seem like they might do pretty well as a company.
Well, funny, because some people are saying they're a little cold at the moment.
Yeah, I mean, I can see that. But they'll figure it out. Such a plucky upstart.
Yes, they are. And on that note, let us take a quick commercial break. You're listening to Popular Technology Radio. I happen to be Mike Etchart, and I am joined by Jeffrey Morrison, and we are coming right back. So stick with us. It's Pop Tech Radio.
Dodge Performance Days, where that new car smell gets replaced by the scent of burned rubber. With Dodge Charger and its available best-in-class 485 horsepower, Dodge Challenger Hellcat Red Eye with up to 797 horsepower and 707 pound-feet of torque, and the powerful 7-passenger Dodge Durango. Hurry in for great deals now at Dodge Performance Days. Warrants large regular car vehicle segment. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
The big news from Subaru is the all-new 3-Row Ascent. It's the biggest SUV from Subaru ever. There's room for 7 or 8 passengers with a choice of second-row captain's chairs or bench seating. It'll tow up to 5,000 pounds. It has the interior space you need for your whole crew. And it gets you where you want to go with the safety of a Subaru, including standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. The all-new 3-Row Subaru Ascent. Love is now bigger than ever. Maximum towing capacity varies by trim level, and trailer brakes may be required. See your retailer for details. Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BremboStoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BremboStoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years. Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
No one ever said, give it a bit. No one ever said, give it less. We say, give it everything. The world wasn't built by half measures, by the half-hearted. So when we set out to build our boldest SUV ever, we didn't hold anything back. Introducing the all-new Telluride. Kia, give it everything. Expected spring 2019 in limited quantities.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel cost, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. Popular Technology Radio, Mike Etchart here with Jeffrey Morrison. He, of course, editor-at-large for The Wirecutter. And he, of course, is a freelance photographer and writer for CNET and The New York Times. All-around groovy guy. And I feel like I'm going to school with this. Now, you are writing an article that's on AI scaling. And you told me about that, and I don't even know what the heck that is. So,
all right, so we're going to spend the next 45 minutes talking about this. No, AI scaling is Samsung's name for this technology. Sony and LG are doing something similar. Let's start from the very beginning. So scaling is the process that a TV uses to take a lower resolution signal, like Blu-ray, and convert that to something that a 4K or 8K television can actually show.
By the way, can we just say that humorously you're calling Blu-ray a lower quality image?
I know, isn't that crazy?
That is
how quickly things change.
Yes. Still looks pretty good on my TV.
Oh, and it will always look good because it is a solid source. But in order to show that on a 4K TV, no matter what, you have to scale it.
We are in 4K land officially now, it sounds.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So if you were just to show a Blu-ray on a 4K TV without scaling it, it would just be a small rectangle in the center of the screen surrounded by huge black bars.
Gotcha.
Essentially, scaling is like zooming in on the picture, so it fills the screen. And this is something that TVs have done since the beginning of the HD era, because you've always had lower resolution content that you had to show on a television. And that scaling or up-converting, that has progressed, obviously, just like all other technology, and gotten better and better and better. And what this kind of latest generation of TVs are doing, or at least how Samsung is doing it, is they're using artificial intelligence to look at a huge amount of content of different resolutions, different things, so like sports and movies and live TV and everything, and then kind of determining how to make that content that it looked at look good. So it's like, okay, well, here's the processes that I can do to make, let's say, sports look good or football look good. That's great, but then the TV needs to know how to do that. So on the other end of it, the TV is going to analyze the content that you're showing on it, let's say football again, and know, oh, that looks like football. I'm going to change my settings, the TV is talking, because of course it's sentient because it has AI. So the TV is going to say, okay, I'm looking at this and you're watching football, so I'm going to apply these technologies that I have, noise reduction, edge enhancement, and so forth, to make that football look the best it possibly can. And it does that with everything. Whatever you're showing it, whatever you're watching on it, it can then say, oh, I know what that is. That's a movie, so I'm going to make it look like this to make it look as good as possible. Sony has a similar thing. They don't call it AI, but they're doing a similar thing with, I think it's called dual database processing. LG has something kind of similar, part of their Think AI suite, where it kind of determines different picture settings and so forth. But it's just kind of the next evolution of picture processing, which every TV has to do.
It's using data from other content. Is that already built in when it leaves the factory, or is it continually updating its own database?
Right now, the way it does it is at the factory, they're designing it with machine learning, looking at all of this content. They're creating different filters, is one way of calling it, different filters to say, okay, football is going to look like this and so forth. All of that is then in the television. And then the television will determine what of those filters to use. But with Samsung, and I assume with LG and Sony as well, they don't talk about it as much, but with Samsung specifically, they can download new filters into the television and update it. But the television itself isn't learning. The learning process is done separately, and then the television is just doing the analyzation of the image.
Okay, I was laughing at you when you said we're going to talk about this for 45 minutes, but now I can see that you might. All right. But on that note, we got to take a quick break. We're talking to Jeffrey Morrison. I believe this is called a rabbit hole. AI scaling, why you need to know about that, why it's coming, and what the heck it is. So stay with us. We're coming right back. It's Pop Tech Radio.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment and business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
We'll be right back.
PopTech Radio, Mike Etchart with Jeff Morrison. He, of course, is the editor-at-large for The Wirecutter, freelance writer for CNET and The New York Times. He is working on a piece as we speak about AI scaling. And I will never not believe Jeff again when he says this could be a 45-minute discussion. It is something that 4K TVs are now going to be doing to upscale, shocking to say this, but lower quality content such as Blu-ray onto a 4K screen. And it sounds like science fiction, Jeff.
It does a little bit. And I should say, like, it's some televisions are doing this. At the moment, this is found in some of the higher end new, like, 2019 models. And we'll see if it is kind of, I think it probably will trickle down to other models, but, you know, we'll see. So it's potentially a slight improvement in picture quality. This isn't world-changing. This isn't the new version of OLED, or it's going to look better than anything else in the world. With any picture processing, it's incremental improvements, and it always has been. You asked me on the break, starting from what are they doing now kind of thing. Early on, kind of the easiest way to do scaling is if you have a lower resolution image, has a set number of individual pixels, you basically just duplicate those pixels. Let's say for every one pixel you have four pixels, they all look the same as that original one, but now you can fill the screen with that. And that's kind of the simplest way to do it and simplest way to think about it. And as processing kind of got faster and better, it became smarter and better done. So then the processing would say, okay, well, instead of just duplicating into four pixels, now we'll look at what the other pixels are nearby and kind of determine how best to have those steps in between. And is this an edge? Is this an edge of an image? So then we can make it sharper by doing this and make it better transitions so that it's a smoother image and so forth. But the problem is, as it is now, is that you can't really just apply one thing to every image.
Or to every kind of content, I suppose.
Right, correct. So making sports look good might not look good with movies. So TV engineers kind of had to kind of create something that was like a best fit for everything. So maybe movies don't look quite as good as they could. Sports might not look quite as good as it could, but the two of them look fine. And to an extent, you could kind of maybe have different settings in the television that you could adjust to make one look better and so forth. But most people didn't do that. So what this AI aspect is doing is kind of twofold. So on the TV side, it's having significantly more filters and settings to adjust, and then looking at the content and kind of automatically applying those settings. And then on the TV manufacturing side is looking as much content as possible, the machine learning aspect, and coming up with all these different filters and say, okay, well, now there's, let's say, 100 different ways we can do this. Well, we can put all 100 into a television, and the television will just figure it out without the user, the viewer, doing anything.
Now, in terms of the cost of a set, this is basically software, I assume, or maybe some element of hardware to this. But for the most part, it sounds like this, while cool and while the next sort of step along the way of scaling, it's probably not a tremendous cost on the manufacturing side, I assume. Is that correct?
More or less. So you'd need to have a fast enough processor in the television.
Mm-hmm.
And that was always an easy way for TV manufacturers to save money, is by putting a really cheap and slow processor. So if you remember back in like the early smart TV days, where it would take forever for a TV to boot up and you'd be sitting there while it's staring at the screen, or,
horrible.
You know, yeah, or it takes forever for Netflix to load. Or if there's a big difference between someone's mouth moving and then you hearing their voice, that there's a lip sync error. These are all problems that typically have to do with a slow processor in a television. But as the chips have gotten cheaper and manufacturers realize that this is something that they can kind of differentiate themselves. So, you know, Samsung, obviously, they can't compete in the cheapest televisions. So what can they do on the high end to say, okay, well, this is why you'd want to spend money on an expensive TV. So once they started putting these faster processors, and the fact that processors have gotten cheaper always in general, that they can put these chips in there that can do this stuff. So does it add cost? Not necessarily. These chips are probably going into these expensive TVs anyway. But it does mean that in the lower price ranges, they might not have processors that can do this yet. But again, 2 or 3 years from now, as those chips get cheaper, then yes, maybe.
I guess that's kind of what I'm getting at, is this is going to trickle down because eventually it's just going to be another feature that is
could be,
like 4K that even the bargain basement sets will likely have this in a couple of years.
Could be. And we'll see. There might be something new and different that makes it easier. Who knows?
Yes, it's possible. Yeah, exactly. You get the same results. Well, and I assume we're going to start seeing this in 2019 models. So this is... They're starting to talk about it now,
yeah.
Yeah, so it's not out yet, but it's coming.
Sony's talking about it now already. It's on their dual database thing. They've actually been talking about that for like a year or two, I think, maybe more. Or at least they've been explaining it better. So that actually has been around for at least a couple years. But LG's version of it and Samsung's versions of it, they're kind of making a bigger deal of it now for 2019.
Yeah, but again, we're talking incremental improvements.
And buy a TV just because of this.
Right, exactly. So if you're in the market for a new TV and you're in that bracket where you're going to spend a little bit more money than most, look for that.
Yeah, and I guess my purpose for doing the article is when you see it, it's not necessarily just some random buzzword, that there is some tech behind this, that it could be a slight difference. But yeah, it's not going to be a differentiating factor, and it's just interesting because I'm a nerd.
If you're listening to the show and you're on the show, we're all nerds, I think.
Yeah, fair enough.
On that note, we got to take a quick commercial break. We, of course, have got Jeff Morrison on the show. He's the editor-at-large at The Wirecutter and other places as well. We're now going to go from visuals to sonics when we come back. So we're talking earbuds, etc. We got more for you. It's Pop Tech Radio. Stick with us. We're coming right back.
This is Carl on the Bot, and there's only one place you will find a new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Reading. Be sure to go in and see them in a Target shopping center next to the Vitamin Shop. My Sleep Number is 40, and I feel great.
Right now they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and I-Series bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target center next to the Vitamin Shop.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
February 22, 1982, Joe Martino opened Orchard Nutrition Center with a simple philosophy: to be able to have the choices available for a completely healthy lifestyle. And to this day, Joe and the entire Orchard Nutrition Center family have kept that promise for 37 years. Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows.
Stay warm and cozy with Toyo Tomy and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert. Like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Where are you in that spectrum of interest in Apple's AirPods?
Well, I mean, zero. But you're right. I mean, they don't sound great, but neither did the originals. You know, the original wired versions, but people love those as well. Like, you know, everyone likes to show off their Apple stuff. I get annoyed when I see people in a group with friends or talking with other people, and they just have these things in like their jewelry. And that, to me, seems really kind of lame. Lauren Dragon reviews headphones for the Wirecutter, and she has reviewed more headphones than anybody at this point. And she was skeptical of the true wireless. You know, obviously, no wires whatsoever. They're just hanging near your ears. There's a number of different companies that are making them now. She was pretty skeptical of them, but kind of once she got used to them, once the companies worked out the bugs, because those first couple generations were terrible, they're kind of neat. She kind of likes them, doesn't love them, but her pick right now at the Wirecutter is from Jabra, the Elite 65T, and they're, you know, a little bit cheaper than the AirPods, but they sound good and they do all sorts of, you know, cool stuff. But I think that's going to fall on deaf ears, that anyone who wants AirPods are just going to buy AirPods.
Well, now there's a new second generation AirPod out.
Yeah, and the battery life's a little bit better. Yep. They work a little bit better. You can say, hey, Siri, and have it, you know. Oh, and actually, I probably just activated a bunch of people's phones by saying that. hope you're not listening on speakers. And, yeah, so they kind of do all these other tricks. And, you know, sure. You know, if that's your thing and you want to do it, go for it. But you can get better sound. You know,
well, and obviously, for me, it might just be a physiology problem for me. Is like you said, I've never liked just the regular earbuds that came with, you know, all the Apple devices from the beginning. Right. They just don't feel good in my ears. And the time I tried AirPods, it was the same thing. I just didn't like the feeling of it, separate from the audio benefits of that particular technology and that particular product. It just didn't feel good. I don't, in general, like things inside of my ears. I prefer them just kind of outside. Mm. But they are incredibly popular and successful.
They really are.
I think the latest ones are, I guess they're always about a little over $150, $160, something like that. And I don't like things that are battery powered, because ultimately when I want to use them, I've forgotten to charge them.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I'm in the minority of that either. I don't mind wired headphones, I suppose. But
same. Yeah. I mean, this is one aspect of my tech life where I am slightly a bit of a Luddite, in that I still have a traditional iPod. I mean, it's an iPod Touch, because my iPod Classic was stolen on an overnight train in Italy.
Wonderful.
Yeah, I miss it. So I have an iPod Touch and I'm wired headphones. They're in-ear headphones, but they're headphones. For music, I want this separate device that just does that, that has a nice, long, reasonably long charge, completely separate from my phone, not wireless, you know, has great sound quality. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I guess I'm not interested in having that true wireless experience, because to me, I'm walking around some random place, I'm going to lose one of these things.
Drag if you lose one of them, isn't it?
Yeah.
You're buying another set no matter what.
Well, I think you can buy from Apple like one of them.
Okay. In your
place. I think so, but it's still going to be $80, $100 or something. I should probably look that up before I say that. But I'm pretty sure again, like, you can match one if you've lost one. But still, like, there's no wires, so all you got to do is like bump something, now it's gone, and I don't know.
I lose everything anyway. I would lose certainly one of them. So, yeah, that's kind of a non-starter for me. But in general, sonically speaking, Are you losing much between wired and wireless these days?
So that actually is an interesting conversation. There is a mindset that by going to Bluetooth and going to wireless that you have this huge penalty in sound quality. And that's not technically the case anymore. I mean, wired is probably going to sound a little better, but you're dealing with compressed music kind of no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
So the difference with modern Bluetooth technology and using compressed music, it's not going to be that big a difference. I don't think most people even hear it. And there are all these technologies like AptX that claim to have this much higher fidelity over Bluetooth. And Brent Butterworth, who you know and is now with Wirecutter and
yes.
a couple other places.
And a frequent guest.
Yeah, I'd recommend asking him about this too. But he did a test that's available on his website where you can listen to files kind of encoded with the Bluetooth codec to see if you can hear a difference. And most people can't. There's such a slight difference in Bluetooth versus, you know, the Bluetooth codec. It's not as big of a difference as it used to be. So wireless in general doesn't necessarily have to have a sound penalty hit. It's more of, is that headphone designed in a way that sounds good?
Right.
Separate from the wireless aspect.
And that, of course, is to taste and...
Sure.
Well, I mean, speaking of rabbit holes, that boy talking.
Oh, yeah.
But it's one that I wholeheartedly support because for me, it's all about the sound. And I like good sound and I can sometimes tell the difference. But so we'll see with this. The latest AirPods improve wireless performance, they say. Same battery life, which has been actually pretty good. I will say that about the AirPods. But again, it's the same kind of in-ear fit. It may not be for you, but check them out. And then most people don't talk about this, but I still say they're just kind of dorky looking. Even if they sounded awesome, I'm not sure I'd wear them.
But there are going to be people who are the exact opposite. They want them just for the looks.
Just to have that.
And they are. I just looked it up while we're talking. It's $70 to replace a lost AirPod.
Oh, it is. All right. Well, that's, I did not know that. So you learn something every day. And on that note, we got to take a quick break. We're talking with Jeff Morrison. You're listening to Pop Tech Radio, and we will be right back.
Dodge Performance Days, where that new car smell gets replaced by the scent of burned rubber. With Dodge Charger and its available best-in-class 485 horsepower. Dodge Challenger Hellcat Red Eye, with up to 797 horsepower and 707 pound-feet of torque. And the powerful 7-passenger Dodge Durango. Hurry in for great deals now at Dodge Performance Days. Warrants large regular car vehicle segment. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
No one ever said, give it a bit. No one ever said, give it less. We say, give it everything. The world wasn't built by half measures, by the half-hearted. So when we set out to build our boldest SUV ever, we didn't hold anything back. Introducing the all-new Telluride. Kia. Give it everything. Expected spring 2019 in limited quantities.
This report is brought to you by Bausch & Lomb. Age-related macular degeneration, or AMD, is a progressive eye condition that impacts central vision and is a leading cause of vision loss in adults aged 50 and older. To support the estimated 16 million Americans living with AMD, Bausch & Lomb created SightMatters.com, a new educational online resource. The new website features personalized tips and tools that will help patients with AMD learn how to create an action plan to manage their condition and offers them the opportunity to join a supportive online community of others living with AMD. Although there is no cure for AMD, there are steps that patients can take as part of a plan created with their doctor to help reduce the risk of AMD progression. This includes getting a comprehensive dilated eye exam once a year so they may catch the condition early on. For more information on AMD and to create your action plan today, visit www.sightmatters.com. www.sightmatters.com.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BremboStoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BremboStoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
The big news from Subaru is the all-new 3-Row Ascent. It's the biggest SUV from Subaru ever. There's room for 7 or 8 passengers with a choice of second-row captain's chairs or bench seating. It'll tow up to 5,000 pounds. It has the interior space you need for your whole crew. And it gets you where you want to go with the safety of a Subaru, including standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. The all-new 3-Row Subaru Ascent. Love is now bigger than ever. Maximum towing capacity varies by trim level, and trailer brakes may be required. See your retailer for details.
And we are back. Pop Tech Radio, Mike Etchart, Jeffrey Morrison, he, the editor-at-large at The Wirecutter. And now I know, because we were talking in between the breaks, that he also has dainty ear canals. Dainty ear canals. Now, we were talking...
I told you that in confidence.
We were talking about earbuds and AirPods. A super valid point that nobody thinks of, or I didn't think about it, is that not only are everybody's ears a different size, we know that, but... apparently, everybody has different sized ear canals.
Exactly. And typically speaking, someone with a smaller head would have smaller ear canals, but not necessarily. So that's kind of how we got onto this, is that I have very small ear canals. So when you get multiple tips with a pair of headphones, the small ones are the ones that fit me. And that's smaller than the other reviewers at Wirecutter by far. So I'm usually brought in if like, hey, these don't fit us. Do they fit you? They usually do. So the AirPod design that kind of hang on the outer part of the ears are actually more comfortable for me than in-ear headphones that kind of, you know, stick in your ear like someone put in a Q-tip, mm-hmm. which are usually very painful for me and I hate them. So my go-to pair of headphones that I've had for ages now are the B&W C5 Series 2, which have a little bit of a part that goes in the ear, but then have a loop that holds on to the outer part of the ear. So this doesn't require pressure going into the ear canal, which just wouldn't be comfortable for me.
Yeah. Sennheiser also makes some workout headphones with kind of a similar...
Yes. And Bose has some with a little bit of a hook out there. And this, B&O, I think, has one. Mm-hmm. So there's multiple designs that do it. And so that's much more comfortable for me. So if someone has never had... found in-ear headphones comfortable, this is probably why. It's not really talked about much. I mean, we talk about it at Wirecutter all the time, but it's not something that most people think about. And like you said, it's not something really talked about. So it might not be beyond the realm of possibility that your ears are just a different size than what that company designed for. And it's just you need to get a different set of headphones or a different set of tips. Maybe foam tips would fit better and so forth. Getting the right fit is vital also because if you don't get a good fit, you might not get any bass, or you might get a muffled sound, or you might get weird sound, or you might get too much ambient sound. Like, getting a good fit for headphones or earplugs or anything is vital. Fit is vital. It's number
one.
Well,
if it's somewhat usually related to the size of your head, you can probably drive a truck through my ear canal. My head, so I don't care for things in my ear canal, no matter what. And maybe that's why it has to do with size, but terribly uncomfortable, and it's just a weird sensation to me. Of course, in the last segment, we're talking about the AirPods, and now there are rumors, by the way, that Amazon is coming out with kind of a similar product, but unlike what you might think, this is not really to compete with Apple, more likely, ironically, compete with Google, and not that Google is making AirPods that we know of, but this is all about Google's Home Hub versus Amazon's Home Hub, you know, the assistants. I don't think we've chatted about assistants. Are you in one camp or another when it comes to...
Kind of. I have both in the house. I have a little Alexa, and I have a Google Home Mini that they sent me with my Pixel phone. So we have them both here. And it's interesting because the Google Home picks up what we're saying and understands it much faster than the Alexa. Noticeably faster, to the point where we've actually kind of stopped using the Alexa to do anything other than set timers, and we just put it in the kitchen. And then the other interesting part is how Alexa is a bit of a sexist. She does not understand female voices nearly as well as the Google Home, and that's something that we've noticed in my house. A friend of mine is kind of the same thing, where it's a couple, and even if they're just sitting right next to each other, same distance, same background noise, Alexa will not listen to her and not recognize her, but will listen to him and recognize him. So that's interesting.
Really? Oh, interesting. That is fascinating.
Yeah. So this could be anecdotal, you know, could just be a random chance that happened with both of us. I have not written about this or researched it, but it's interesting.
Do you have a philosophical preference between the two? Because obviously they are into this market for different reasons.
Philosophically, they're all awful. And they are terrifying that they are listening all the time. Now, there's no proof that they're storing anything that you're saying, but you have a microphone connected to the internet in your house. Like, it's not beyond the realm of possibility that this other thing, you know, that
problems could arise.
Yeah. But that said, obviously, I only have so many F's to give in a given day, and this is beyond as much as I can, like, you know what? If someone wants to listen in, I have too many other things I need to care about. I just want to turn on the lights in my theater by saying it. I don't, you know, like,
And I've kind of messed with all of them, obviously, but I don't have any of them in my house because for various reasons I dislike. On one hand, I love Amazon. I'm a big customer of theirs, too big of a customer of theirs, but I don't want to empower them any further. And I feel the same.
And that's what these headphones would be. Is that they want your data. They want more of you talking.
Yes. I just don't want to go there. And that's kind of why when I'm purchasing one, I'm probably going to get the Apple one, which you can say what you want about Apple as well. But between the three, I think they are the least.
They are. We've done articles about that at Wirecutter where Apple is the least likely to sell and steal your data compared to other companies. It's not to say that they are a saint by any stretch, but they are compared to pretty much everybody else.
Well, and that's becoming part of their mantra, their marketing mantra right now, is that, you know, we are secure. And you probably saw that big sign.
Yeah. All of that is still pretty BS. I mean, yes, that's what they're using for marketing, but none of that is true. I mean, they have their own sins of a corporation, for sure. So that was them preaching to the choir so Apple fanboys can be like, see, they're great. I'm like, no, they're less bad. That doesn't make them great.
Yeah, guilty as charged. Yeah, exactly. But when it comes to these home devices, that's kind of where I'm leaning for that very reason. You know, okay, I'm already doing plenty of business at my choice with Amazon, and I'm already doing plenty of business, not necessarily at my choice, but just because I use a computer with Google. It's just, at this point, they're less bad.
But. Well, if you want to really freak out the audience, the reason why TVs are so cheap these days is because of selling your data.
Oh.
So a dumb television, and I still get emails, people want to, I don't want a smart TV, I want a dumb TV. Well, you can't. And a dumb TV these days would be significantly more expensive than a smart TV because of this added revenue stream for manufacturers of being able to sell your data, what you're watching, being able to serve ads to you.
Oh, dude, you are bumming me up. That's going to be another show. We're going to table that for another show. And on that note, we got to take a break. You're listening to Pop Tech Radio. We're coming right back.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received the call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
And we are back. It is Pop Tech Radio. Mike Etchart, Jeff Morrison. He is the editor-at-large at The Wirecutter. He is also freelance writer and photographer for The New York Times and CNET. And a scuba diver and an aficionado of 360-degree cameras. And, Jeff, you got to give us information on how to get to your YouTube video of you scuba diving. Oh, my goodness. Beautiful.
Thank you. You mean the diver, me?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what everyone wants to see is me in a wetsuit. I know. Right. I know where it's at.
Goes without saying, right?
Yeah, it's on my YouTube page, so if you just do a search for me on YouTube, that'll probably come up.
Jeff, G-E-O-F-F, by the way, Jeff Morrison, and check it out. So what were you using to get that? And by the way, when you upload 360-degree content on YouTube, you get the little icon on the left that allows you to literally look around and see what you are seeing.
Right.
It's breathtaking. I mean, it looks sensational. Obviously, you're in the...
And that was a super fun dive as well. So I was in Barbados, and there's a number of shipwrecks all right near... you know, the big town of Bridgetown. And it's kind of a marine park. They were, almost all of them were intentionally sunk so you can kind of explore them. So this was one of those ships, and I kind of went down inside it and then came up on the other side and went around, and there's some fish and stuff, and super fun. And yeah, so I used a camera that I recommend at Wirecutter called the Insta360 1X. And it is a pretty much the best 360 camera going right now that you can do a lot with it in terms of really high quality photos, high resolution video. It's 5.7K video at 30 frames per second, but you can also do 4K video at 50 frames per second. So you can do some cool like slow motion stuff, and it's very handy. It's not waterproof itself, but you can get two different waterproof cases for it. One of them is more for like surfing and stuff, which I don't do. But I got the dive case, which goes down to, I think, I want to say 30 meters, so like 100 feet, I think. And that's what I had with this. And it's kind of weird looking, the dive case for it. Everyone on the dive boat were like, what is that? And so I was explaining it to like multiple people. And unfortunately, because of how sturdy the case has to be to survive that kind of depth, it doesn't disappear. So one of the cool things about 360 cameras, at least the good ones, is they take themselves out of the photo. You can't see the camera, which is kind of neat.
Yeah.
So you just look around. You're just kind of floating in space. I've had people think it's a drone because you can't see anything with it.
Oh.
You can see the dive case. You can see part of the dive case in the image, which is a bummer. But, well, oh well. That's what you have to do.
And how much is that camera?
Camera's around $400. The dive case was, I think, $90.
Okay. Really inexpensive.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's not bad. I mean, I think a dive case for a GoPro is going to be that much. Yeah. I can't remember. I mean, I bought one of those, too. And I actually had that with me. I have a wrist strap for the GoPro, so I don't have to actually hold it. Mm-hmm. And then for the 360 camera, I had a little, like, handle, essentially, for it. So I could move it around and stuff. I have another video that I posted on my Instagram today where it was a GoPro video of a different ship, but I'm moving around a lot. And what's going on behind the GoPro is I'm kind of juggling. I'm getting the GoPro in position and recording with the GoPro while at the same time trying to get the 360 camera to go into video mode to record a video. And I was like, none of this is what you should be doing when you're scuba diving inside a shipwreck 20 meters below the ocean.
Yeah.
But hey, you know, it was fun and I love it. And, yeah, that was a good time.
Well, and briefly, you know, kind of where are we today with 360 cameras? Is it just kind of, it is a niche and...
It is a niche, and it always will be, because you're not going to be able to get the image quality with a 360 camera as you would with even a point-and-shoot camera of the same price. The sensors are smaller, and there's two of them. The lenses are smaller, and there's two of them. So it's more like you can do cool things with it, but it's not... really going to be a replacement. That said, when I'm traveling and trying to get photos of stuff, I use my phone the most, the 360 camera second, and then my big DSLR last. Yeah, it's like that's the situational camera, ironically enough, for me.
Bottom line is you're carrying a lot of gear with you on the road.
I do carry a lot of gear with me, yes. But also I do travel photography and travel writing, and I need to have good photos and lots of them. So, and it's a hobby, too. So yeah.
Well, there you go. Exactly. And it's a write-off for you because you actually make money with it. So that's good on you. And, of course, if you want to find out more about 360 cameras, you are the reviewer at the Wirecutter for those products.
I am.
Go check it out. It's at thewirecutter.com. And on that note, folks, we do need to wrap it up. So, Jeff, big thanks. If folks want to find you on the Twitters, on et cetera, where are you?
Tech Writer Jeff with a G on Twitter, Inveterate Adventurer on Instagram with a little underscore in between those two words. That's
yeah, amazing. Learn how to spell inveterate. So.
Yes, always a challenge.
Well, great having you on the show, as always. And,
always fun.
And big thanks to Cody Castleberry. He is my producer and engineer and editor. He makes me sound as good as possible, which is not necessarily good, but huge thanks to him. And, of course, big thanks to the folks at Radio America who broadcast us across this wonderful country, Mike Paradiso, Jenny Dietis, all the groovy kids in D.C. And, of course, we are podcast wherever you get your podcasts, which for me is Apple iTunes, but we're pretty much everywhere. So if you want to go back and check out some older editions, we are there. So for Pop Tech Radio, I'm Mike Etchart. Thanks for listening. We will see you next time.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank. Consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and, of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Maaco is back with another great deal giving your car that shiny new Maaco makeover. They're having a tax time special. Get 33% off a standard paint package. Bring your tax refund to Maaco and make that faded, scratched, and weathered paint job look